Number 31, exercise 15. Read the names after the announcer.
The Civil War. The U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Constitution. The Revolutionary War. The War of Independence. The House of Representatives. The Commander-in-Chief. The U.S. Congress. The Supreme Court. The U.S. Senate.
Number 62, exercise 16. Listen to the text, Who Rules the Country? And try to read it in the same manner. Смотри учебник, страницы 240-241.
Who rules the country? The U.S. government is like a tree with a strong trunk and three branches. The trunk is the people. It holds up the tree. Without the support of the people, there can be no government. People choose the men who make American laws. The first branch on the tree of government is the Congress. The Congress is a meeting of representatives from all states. The people elect those representatives. The Congress makes the laws that everybody must obey. The Congress meets in the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. The Congress is divided into two parts, the Senate and the House of Representatives. Every state, no matter how large or small, sends two people to the Senate. These people are called senators. There are 100 senators in the Senate. A senator's term is 6 years. Each state also sends people to the House of Representatives. They are called congressmen or congresswomen. The number of congressmen from each state depends on the number of people who live in the state. The larger states have more congressmen than the smaller states. All in all, there are 435 congressmen in the House of Representatives. A representative's term is 2 years. The Constitution gives many powers to the Congress. One important power of the Congress is the power to declare war. The second branch of government is the President and his helpers. They carry out the laws that the Congress makes. The President signs bills, and then they become law. The Vice President and members of the Cabinet help the President to make decisions. The U.S. President is Commander-in-Chief of the country's armed forces. A person who wants to become President must be born in the United States, must be at least 35 years old, and must live in the United States for at least 14 years before becoming President. The President's term is 4 years, and one can be president for one or two terms, but not longer. Americans vote for the president in November of every leap year. The third branch of government is the Supreme Court. It is made up of 9 judges, the most important judges in the land. They have to make sure that the president and the Congress follow the Constitution. They decide what the Constitution and the laws passed by the Congress mean when there is an argument about their meaning. The judges work in the Supreme Court as long as they live.